Thanksgiving. I heard that one. Good to see everybody this morning in the house of the Lord. Glory. Wow, 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 wow. Woo! Yes, come on, another clap offering. You know, in the Word of God, it says whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Today, when I mean bind, it's going to be attached to you. And I want this word today that I'm going to give you attached to you. There's been a lot of chaos lately, a lot of attacks in the family and our friends. So I'm going to bind Psalm 91 to you like glue. All right? So raise your hand, say, I receive this word this morning, and I'm binding it to me in Jesus' name. So this is it. In the Passion, it says, when you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds us and the stronghold to shelter us, the only God for us and my great confidence. He will rescue us from every hidden trap of the enemy. And he will protect us from the false accusations and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around us, protecting us. See that? See him protecting you. We can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping us from harm. We will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against us. Don't fear a thing. Whether by night or by day, demonic danger will not trouble us, nor will the powers of evil launched against us, even in the time of disaster. With thousands and thousands being killed, we will remain unscathed and unharmed. We will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done. And when we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? God sends angels with special orders to protect us wherever we go, defending us from all harm. If we walk into a trap, they'll be there for us and keep us from stumbling. We will even walk unharmed among the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them under our feet. So where's the evil in the darkness? Under our feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word, which is alive and powerful, and it's like a two-edged sword. So we bind that word to us this morning, Lord. We thank you for your hedge of protection around each and every family here, our friends, Lord, our extended families, Lord, from every attack of the enemy. I thank you, Lord, for protecting people from falling. I thank you, Lord, that people will not break any bones in the name of Jesus. We say enough is enough. We thank you for your hedge of protection wherever we go. In the home, out in the street, in the store, you are with us always, protecting us. So, Lord, I thank you for blessing our family and friends today and forever, because that's your covenant, and we walk in your covenant, in your word. Amen. Amen. Lord, I just had to do that this morning. Yeah, it switched up, so that was God. Hallelujah. It's good to see everybody. Some of you are on vacation. Some are back from vacation. I hope you had a good time. Probably was too short. But that's okay. Hallelujah. All right, let's receive our tithes and offerings right now. Yes. If you need an envelope, Trish will come around and give you an envelope. You can write your check out to the Father's House. Or if you like to give through a credit or debit card, you can go to the back desk. Alan is back there, and he will get you through the transactions. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we prayed for family and friends to be healed today, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. And from time to time, the Lord has me to declare this over you today. And I got this last night about the favor confession. And he told me to do it again this morning. So I'm going to do it. Why are you laughing? Some people are looking at me laughing like, oh, I need to hear that today. Clear my throat. Okay, it says, Father, I'm going to bind this to you too. Receive it. Father, we thank you for making us righteous and accepted through the blood of Jesus. Because of that, we are blessed and highly favored by you. We are the object of your affection. Your favor surrounds us as a shield, and the first thing that people come in contact with is our favor shield. Thank you that we have favor with you and man today. All day long, people go out of their way to bless us and to help us. We have favor with everyone that we deal with today. Doors that were once closed are now open for us. How many need doors opened? A favor. We receive preferential treatment, and we have special privileges because we're God's favorite child. Thank you, Lord. Right, Marcus? Marcus needs to hear that today. No good thing will he withhold from us because of God's favor. Our enemies cannot triumph over us. We have supernatural increase in promotion. We declare restoration of everything that the devil has stolen from us. We call it back in. And whatever he has stolen, we have a right to call it back in. We have honor in the midst of our adversaries and an increase of assets, especially in real estate and in an expansion of territory. Thank you, Lord. Personal and corporate. We're going to take back the land for Jesus. Because we're highly favored by God, we experience great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. We receive recognition, prominence, and honor. Petitions are granted to us even by ungodly authorities. Policies, rules, regulations, and laws are changed and reversed on our behalf. We win battles that we don't even have to fight because God fights them for us. This is a day, the set time, and the designated moment for us to experience free favors of God that profusely and lavishly abound on our behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! Thank you, Lord, for favor. Thank you, Lord. Okay. We'll pray over the tithes and offerings this morning. Woo! Father, we give you praise. We give you glory for everything that you watch over us. You take care of us. You supply every need. You even do supernatural cancellations of debts that come out of nowhere. So, Lord, we thank you for those. We thank you for great favor upon our life like we never seen before. I thank you, Lord, you're turning around our finances. I thank you, Lord, for new open doors of opportunity. Lord, whatever you have for us, your will be done in our life. And we thank you for taking care of every need that we have, Lord. Every bill, everything that we have need of, you will provide it, because that's what your word says. So, Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Wow. Okay. Woo. Okay, I got some announcements to make. Okay, every Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we have intercessory prayer. If you're available at that time, come on out and join us. Okay, Steve and Carla aren't here today, but they are having a church open house picnic at their home on August 30th, Saturday. I have flyers out in the back, their address and their time. The time will be from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And please sign up on the back table, but I have it here because I want you to sign up so you don't forget, because I know you walk out of here without signing it up. So we have to know how many people are coming. And we're just asking if you just bring a side dish. And they have a pool. It's built in. So if you want to go swimming, bring a towel. And if you bring anybody that needs to be water baptized, we will certainly do that also. So, yeah. So we're going to send that board around so you don't forget. Okay, and then upcoming things. We have another flyer back there. These are for those that like to pray. It's called Moccasins Across America, Eastern Pennsylvania, September 9th and 10th. And this is all about the First Nations, and they're doing this prayer walk, and all the information is on the back table, and it looks like this. So if you're interested in that, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be on vacation, or else I would have... You want to get rid of me? Unless I would have, you know, been there doing that. But anyway, so if you're interested in that, just pick up a flyer for that also. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. I don't know. I just feel like praising him today. It's like it won't stop coming out of my mouth. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. How's everybody feeling today? Are you looking forward to the nice weather change? The mugginess go in Jesus' name? The humidity go in Jesus' name? Wow. Okay, let me pray and I'll give you the word this morning. Father, we thank you. We thank you so much that you give us your word that we could stand on. Lord, that we're putting it in our hearts so it'll come out of our mouths, and that we would be doers of the word and not just hearers of it. And Lord, I thank you that we're good ground to receive everything that you're saying today. Holy Spirit, just come and be with us and open up our spirit eyes and our spirit ears to hear what you're saying to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to say this. I love you guys. And I know you guys, some of you are really going through some really hard stuff right now. And the enemy is really attacking the family. I mean, even my family. And we're going through a lot of changes besides all that, because we're going through this transformation time. There's a lot of chaos and turbulence right now in the heavenlies. You know, the devil knows his time is short, and he's striking the church right now to stop the Great Awakening and to empty out the churches if he can. He's just attacking very hard right now. So as I was praying for us, I saw a crack in our foundation. Our foundation's got a crack. And when you have a crack in your house's foundation, in the natural, all kinds of problems can happen. If the cracks are there, the elements of the outside start to come in, like water, dirt, bugs, spiders, mice, stuff you don't want coming in your house, right? Water and dirt can weaken your house's foundation and cause erosion that will weaken the foundation of your house. Now, at this point, if it gets like this, gets any worse, we're going to have to call in the expert to come to shore up the foundation of the house. So what is the Lord saying today? We have to get back to the foundation of our faith in the Lord, the basic fundamental truths. It starts with the rock, Jesus. He's the expert. That is what makes us strong. Exercising our faith in Jesus, the Word, This reminded me of when Jesus was walking on the water and Peter saw him. So Jesus says, come on, Peter, come on out. Peter starts to go out on the water, and he started walking on the water, right? But as he was looking at Jesus, he was okay. But as soon as he looked down and realized in the natural he was walking on water, he started to sink. But Jesus saved him anyway, because that's how Jesus is. I asked everyone in prayer on Tuesday, how many of us come from a background of the Word of Faith? So as I was asking them, I started thinking about myself when we first heard. I started thinking about myself when we first heard that the Word can change our circumstances. We were blown away. It changed everything in my life. We began to eat the Word like candy. We studied the Word. We meditated on it. We became obedient to the Word. We spoke the Word. Every time we went to church, we brought our Bibles, a notebook, a pen. We underlined everything in our notes in our Bible. We had papers all over them. I still do. This is my original Bible. It's a mess. You ever see Dennis's Bible? Now, you know, been around and used a lot. So we took what we learned very seriously, and we saw the results. We began to believe God in such a way we never thought possible. The Word built our faith. We began to walk in health. We saw increase in our finances. We saw prayers being answered. We got wisdom from the Holy Spirit when we needed it. We saw our family healthy, happy. We had joy because joy was present. We focused more on God than the enemy. We believed that the devil was small and we were the giants, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. 1 John 4:4. Sometimes we make the devil seem so big that he is everywhere. He is nothing but a bully who is trying to make us believe that we are nothing. We are defeated. We won't be anything. He tells us you're always sick. You will always be sick. You will always have lack. He's making us believe that we can't take back our cities for God, that we will never see revival because God isn't moving. He makes us believe that we will never see our family and friends change. And let me tell you something today. It's all a big fat lie. That needs a clap for Jesus. In 1 John 4:4, John was encouraging us that we as believers, children of the Most High God, have a source of strength and power within us that surpasses any influence or force from the enemy of this world. A lot of us have been saved for a very long time, and we have problems that gnaw at us and won't seem to go away, trying to bring us down to the pit. It's because we aren't taking the time and the energy to put and apply the Word in our lives. Faith continues to build in us as we keep hearing the Word every day, not just once a week. Now, this is from Jesus, okay? And this is me too. We're all in this together. Now, in Joshua, the Lord instructed Joshua what? To meditate. Let's turn to Joshua 1, 2 through 9, and Deja will put it on the screen. I think that we only have two versions, King James and the Passion. I don't have King James, but I'm going to read it out of the New American Standard, which is pretty close. So she'll put it up on the screen. Okay, it starts off as Moses speaking. Oh, Moses is dead. I'm sorry. He isn't speaking. The Lord is speaking. My servant is dead. Moses is dead now. Therefore, arise. He's telling Joshua, cross this Jordan, and you and all these people, to the land which I am giving them to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. Now we have the same anointing. Every place we walk, we could take that back for the Lord. And then 4 says, from the wilderness in this Lebanon, even as far as the great river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea towards the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to your fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, to be careful to do according to all the law, or the word of God, which we follow, which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law, I like to say this book of the word, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Then it says, be strong and courageous. And I feel like that's what the Lord is saying to us today. Now, I do have it in the Passion, too, which I like to read. She could bring it up in the Passion also. Well, let me start in 5. Instead of, we know that the Lord, we know that Moses is dead and the Lord is talking to Joshua right now. So let's believe that he's talking to us right now, okay? People of the Father's house, no one will be able to defeat you for the rest of your life. I will be with you as I was with Moses, and I will never fail or abandon you. You must be strong and brave. You will lead the people to acquire the portion, the land that I promised their ancestors I would give them. You must remain very strong and courageous. Be faithful to obey all the teaching that my servant Moses commanded you to follow. Do not deviate from them, to the right or to the left, so that you will have overwhelming success in everything you undertake. It says, recite the scroll of the law constantly, or recite the word of God constantly. Contemplate or meditate on it day and night, and be careful to follow every word it contains. Then you will enjoy incredible prosperity and success. I repeat, be strong and brave, people in the Father's house. Hallelujah. Well, I received that today. So meditate also can mean ponder, imagine, mutter, or talk to oneself. Now, God gave Joshua 7 promises. He would possess a territory. No one will be able to defeat him. God would be with him as he was with Moses. God would never fail him. God will never abandon him. He would enjoy prosperity and success. God would be with him wherever he went. Remember what God promised Joshua. He also promises you, for all that was promised to Joshua is fulfilled in the better Joshua, which is Jesus, in whom we are included for receiving all of God's promises as yes and amen. Yay, God. That needs a clap offering, too. So the biblical meaning for the word meditate means to think deeply, intently on God's word and his ways, leaning to a deeper understanding and application of faith in your daily life, engaging in scripture, allowing its truth to saturate the mind and the heart. This involves both reflecting on God's character and commands and actively seeking to apply them to one's life. Now Joshua did cross over and he conquered and took the land, and he also conquered his enemies. And you guess what? So can we. Because the scripture says we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Okay, now let's turn to Matthew 7:24-27 in the Passion. This is about Jesus' parable about the house built on the rock. Okay, this is Jesus speaking. He says, everyone who hears my teaching and applies it to his life can be compared to a wise man who built his house on an unshakable foundation. When the rains fell and the flood came with fierce winds beating upon the house, it stood firm because its strong foundation. But everyone who hears my teaching and does not apply it to his life can be compared to a foolish man who built his house on sand. And when it rained and rained and the flood came and the wind and the waves beating upon his house, it collapsed and it was swept away. And it says, by the time Jesus finished speaking, the crowds were dazed and overwhelmed by his teaching, because his words carried such great authority, quite unlike their religious scholars. Isn't that interesting? The word of God has full of authority in it. So it's very obvious here what Jesus is saying. It is very wise for us to hear Jesus' word and apply his teachings. For when the storms of life come, which they do, the storms of attacks, the pressures, we will always stand up. We will never fall under it. The reward of the house built on the rock, it's steady and solid, unshaken by circumstances. We will never collapse. But if we don't hear and apply his teachings, we are foolish and we will collapse and experience bad results in our life. The house that is built on the rock is the life built in the Word of God, and it makes us very strong. It's a life that isn't defeated every time things come against us. Jesus wants us to stand and not fall apart every time something comes against us. When tests and trials come, we know that God works things out because of the Word in us. Our goal should be that the Word of God becomes flesh in us. Like Jesus became flesh, the Word should become flesh in us. There is a trust, a belief system that aligns with God. Jesus is the Word. Our life should be built on the Word of God. Now let's go and turn to Luke 6:46-49, and that's also about the house. Luke 6. 46. It says, what good does it do for you to say, I am the Lord, I am your Lord and Master, if what I teach you is not put into practice? Let me describe the one who truly follows me and does what I say. He's like a man who chooses the right place to build a house and then lays a deep, secure foundation. And when the storms and the floods rage against the house, it continues to stand strong and unshaken through the tempest, for it has been wisely built on the right foundation. But the one who has heard my teaching and does not obey it is like a man who builds a house without laying any foundation whatsoever. And when the storms and the floods rage against the house, it will immediately collapse and become a total loss. And then he says, asks this question, which of these two builders will you be? Also remember my last week's message about the power of the seed, how the seed is the word and how Satan tries to choke the word out of us because of afflictions, cares, tests, trials. But if we receive God's word planted in our hearts, we will receive the fruit of it, or the end result of what we're believing for, and everything will always turn out right. Amen. Okay, now let's turn to James chapter 1, 22 to 25. She'll put up the King James, and I'll read that one out of here, New American Standard. I read both because I know a lot of us are more familiar with the old. You know what, I want to say something about the Word of God right now. I heard from Joseph Z. I just happened to be on a channel, and he said, I have a warning from the Lord. And I listened to it. I felt like I needed to hear it. And he was saying, the Lord is warning us to save your paper Bibles, because the AI is going to start changing and twisting the Word of God. And when we start Googling something, or if people that don't know any better, that don't use paper Bibles, they might get the wrong version of what God is saying, okay? And we want the truth to be the truth, not a twist and a lie, amen? Okay, so James 1:22 says, prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who indulge themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks at his natural face in the mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But the one who looks intently at the perfect law, or the word, the law of liberty, the word of liberty, which gives us freedom, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in whatever he does. And if anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Okay. Remember, James also talks about the tongue. It's like a fire, and it's small, but it puts out deadly curses. You know, we bless the Lord, but seconds later we're cursing somebody. You know, that kind of thing. We've got to stop. Stop it. And especially to ourselves. Sometimes we have this thing about cursing ourselves. And, you know, we have to remember to watch your tongue. Watch what you're saying. So in James 1, in the Passion, I like to read that also, 1:22. It says, don't just listen to the word of truth and not respond to it. For that is the essence of self-deception. So always let his word become like poetry written and fulfilled by your life. If you listen to the word and don't live out the message you hear, you become like a person who looks in the mirror of the word to discover the reflection of his face in the beginning. You perceive how God sees you in the mirror of the word, but then you go out and forget your divine origin. But those who set their gaze deeply into perfecting the law of liberty are fascinated by and respond to the truth they hear and are strengthened by it. They experience God's blessing in all that they do. If someone believes they have a relationship with God but fails to guard his words, then his heart is drifting away and his religion is shallow and empty. Wow. So he's talking about watching our tongues again. Now, James is telling us here that the blessing comes to the person that is the doer of the word, not just the hearer. Jesus says, seek and you will find. If your faith is weak, it's time to exercise it. You start small and build up with the word. Here's an example. Now, we learned this back, way back, okay? So, in order to build your faith is like a muscle. If you don't lose it, you're going to lose it. So you got to use your muscle. You got to use your faith. Now here's an example. You have a headache. Instead of immediately going for the Tylenol or the pain reliever, start to use the word over it. Say something like, Lord, I thank you what your word says in 1 Peter 2:24. It says, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I pour the blood of Jesus over my head, and I command according to that word that I am healed and the pain must go now. Be gone, pain, and don't return in Jesus' name. Remember, Jesus, you always put Jesus' name to everything, okay? But if the pain does persist and you can't stand it anymore, use the pain reliever and keep praying and thanking God for the healing. That is starting small in your faith, to build your muscle or your faith on. Now, this is a principle you can apply for all ailments, all sicknesses, or for whatever. If you need to go to the doctor, go. It's not a disgrace to go to a doctor, but continue to pray healing words over yourself or somebody else. If it wasn't for doctors, I believe some of us would be dead right now. But if you have issues in this area, maybe the Lord is saying, find all the scriptures on healing and start applying them to your faith in this area. God doesn't always come with miracles. Jesus' prescription is the gospel. G-O-S-P-I-L-L. I learned that from Inspiration Center. You remember that? I never forget that. I use it a lot. He wants us to stand on our own 2 feet against anything that the enemy throws at us, because his word is full authority. The word is near you and in your mouth, Romans 10:8. But the word has to get into your heart so it could come out of your mouth. And this is called the word of faith. This principle, like I said before, can be applied to finances, family, marriages, whatever. Now, this is what the Holy Spirit is saying to us right now. It's time to go back to school. Get back in the Word. Become a student again. Study. Meditate. Pray. Declare the Word. It will be your sure foundation, and it'll build up your faith. Amen. Glory to God. Wow. No clap on that one. Yes. Paul got a word.
During worship, I sensed a flower come over my heart, and I understood it to be the lily of the valley. So I had to look that up because I really didn't know what it referred to. I kind of thought it related to the Lord. So I looked it up, and it's from Song of Solomon, chapter 2. I am truly his rose, the very theme of his song. I am overshadowed by his love, like a lily growing in the valley. And that is the that is the woman that is pursued by the king. That's her statement to the shepherd. King responds, yes, you are my darling companion. You stand out from all the rest. For though the thorns surround you, you remain pure as a lily, more than all the others. I just felt like I should put it out there for all of us. Somebody say to somebody, you stand out more than all the rest. Receive his goodness.
Amen. His goodness is his everything. Amen. He loves us so much. He wants to keep us on track because he knows how horrible the enemy's been to everybody. Amen. If we continue to apply that word, it's got to work. The word works if you work it. Amen. It's just a reminder. And if you never heard that before and it's a new revelation to you, just start doing, be a doer of the word. Amen. So, Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for blessing us in every way during praise and worship. The word that came from Paul, Lord, telling us how loved we are. Lord, we thank you that you do love us. You care for us. You discipline us when we need it. You keep us on track, Lord. You heal us. You provide for us. You're our deliverer. You are our everything. You are our perfect Savior. So, Lord, we thank you today for all that you are and all we are to you. So, Lord, we thank you for that great love just being poured in right now. Lord, I thank you that this week is going to turn around. Thank you. We're all going to have a great week. Lord, we're going to see new great things happen in our life, Lord. Unexpected things come our way. Lord, the doors are open right now of favor. So, Lord, I thank you that we're going through with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Any prayer for anything? We're here for you today. Come on up. We have some things.